Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Teaching College by Norman Ng is a practical guide to better instruction in higher education. Published in 2017, the book sits in the field of college teaching and professional development rather than academic theory alone. Its purpose is to help instructors become more effective lecturers, presenters, and facilitators of learning, especially in settings where many faculty members have deep subject expertise but limited formal preparation in pedagogy. Ng draws on experience in education and marketing to argue that strong teaching begins with understanding the audience and designing class sessions around student learning rather than content delivery alone. The book is especially relevant for adjuncts, graduate teaching assistants, lecturers, and early career professors who want concrete methods they can use right away. Across its guidance, the emphasis stays on communication, engagement, and course design that helps students connect material to their own experience. This makes the book a hands-on resource for instructors seeking practical improvement in the classroom. I will give you key takeaways from this book, a student-centered philosophy of college teaching. One of the book's central ideas is that effective college teaching should be organized around student learning rather than the instructor's need to cover material. Ng challenges the familiar model in which a professor mainly transmits information while students passively receive it. Instead, he promotes a student-centered approach that asks what learners need in order to understand, remember, and apply course concepts. This idea is especially important in higher education, where many instructors are trained as scholars first and teachers second. The book treats this gap directly by reframing teaching as a purposeful effort to connect with an audience, much like a communicator in other professional settings must do. Ng's background in marketing supports this emphasis on audience awareness, but the argument remains educational rather than commercial. The point is not to entertain students for its own sake, but to make instruction clearer and more meaningful. By shifting attention from performance of expertise to design of learning, the book gives instructors a practical foundation for all later strategies. This philosophical shift is one reason the guide resonates with new teachers who want methods grounded in classroom reality. Secondly, active learning is a practical alternative to passive lectures. A major strength of teaching college is its consistent support for active learning methods that require students to participate in the lesson rather than simply listen. The book highlights approaches such as discussion, debate, small group work, surveys, and other techniques that create multiple points of contact with the material. These methods are presented not as trendy add-ons, but as useful tools for improving attention, comprehension, and retention. Ng recognizes that college instructors often default to lecture because it feels efficient and familiar. However, he argues that efficiency in delivery does not always produce efficiency in learning. When students speak, compare ideas, test interpretations, or respond to questions, they become more mentally involved in the class. The practical value of this section lies in its accessibility. The emphasis is not on abstract theory, but on actions an instructor can realistically use in real classrooms. This makes the guidance especially useful for adjuncts and graduate instructors who need strategies they can implement quickly. By broadening the instructor's toolkit beyond lecture alone, the book encourages a more responsive and engaging form of college teaching. Thirdly, reordering class sessions to build context before instruction. Another important theme in the book is the idea that direct instruction often works better when it comes after some form of student engagement. Rather than beginning class with a long lecture, Ng recommends starting with a question, discussion, challenge, or other activity that helps students connect the topic to their own experience. This approach gives learners a frame of reference before the formal explanation begins. In practical terms, it helps students see why the material matters and prepares them to interpret new ideas with greater focus. This strategy reflects a broader concern with relevance and context in teaching. Students are more likely to engage deeply when a topic is not presented as isolated information, but as something linked to recognizable problems or personal experience. The method also helps instructors avoid a common weakness of traditional lecturing, where students are asked to absorb concepts before they understand their purpose. Ng presents this sequence change as a manageable but powerful adjustment, rather than a complete rejection of lecture. Lecture still has a place, but it becomes more effective when students have first been invited into the topic through participation and reflection. Fourthly, teaching as the design of meaningful learning experiences. Beyond specific classroom tactics, the book encourages a broader change in professional identity. Ng suggests that instructors should think of themselves not only as lecturers or subject experts, but also as designers of meaningful learning experiences. This idea gives coherence to many of the book's practical recommendations. If teaching is viewed as experience design, then each class meeting becomes more than a container for content. It becomes an opportunity to create conditions in which students can engage, interpret, and remember what they are learning. This perspective opens the door to varied instructional choices such as collaborative work, demonstration, debate, media use, or other structures that support understanding. The emphasis remains grounded and practical. The goal is not novelty for its own sake, but thoughtful planning that helps students encounter ideas in ways that feel concrete and significant. This mindset is especially valuable in higher education, where coverage pressure can lead instructors to prioritize quantity of content over quality of learning. Ng's framework pushes back against that habit by asking what kind of classroom experience will best support comprehension. It is a useful way to unite pedagogy, presentation, and course planning under a single purpose. Lastly, practical support for new and developing college instructors. Teaching College stands out for its usefulness to instructors who need immediate, applicable guidance. The book is frequently recognized as approachable and concrete. Qualities that matter greatly for readers who may be teaching college courses without much formal training in pedagogy. This includes adjunct professors, graduate teaching assistants, lecturers, and early career faculty members. Rather than assuming advanced familiarity with education research, Ng presents advice in a direct and usable way. The book also appears to include supporting resources and templates, extending its value beyond general encouragement into implementation. That practical orientation helps explain why the book has been used as a resource in teacher preparation contexts related to college and community college instruction. Its focus is not limited to a narrow teaching problem. Instead, it addresses lecturing, presenting, student engagement, and the basic design of class sessions in an integrated manner. But for readers who feel competent in their discipline, but less confident in front of a classroom, this is a meaningful contribution. The book meets a real need in higher education by translating sound instructional principles into actions that teachers can use without extensive prior pedagogical training. In conclusion, Teaching College is best suited for instructors who want to improve classroom practice in direct, visible ways. New faculty members, adjunct instructors, graduate assistants, and even experienced professors looking to refresh their methods can benefit from its clear focus on engagement and communication. The book offers practical benefits. First, it helps readers think more carefully about how to structure class time, how to use lecture effectively, and how to involve students in learning instead of treating them as passive listeners. It also offers an intellectual benefit by pushing readers to reconsider what teaching in higher education is for. Rather than defining success as complete content coverage, Ng emphasizes meaningful learning experiences and stronger connections between material and student understanding. What makes the book stand out in its category is its accessibility. Many college teaching books are valuable but highly academic or heavily research-driven in style. Ng appears to occupy a different space, translating core pedagogical ideas into plain language and immediate application. His blend of educational and audience-centered thinking gives the book a distinctive voice. For readers who want a practical entry point into better college teaching, it is a strong and credible resource. If you would like to support Norman Ng, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.